Welcome to 2020 Talks, where we track the 2020 elections in uncharted territory.
There's nobody who deserves the right to vote more than a military person who's putting their lives on the line for us.
The first unofficial commemoration of Memorial Day was organized after the Civil War by freed slaves to give a proper burial to Union soldiers in unmarked graves. The men in that group first gained the right to vote in 1870. All women couldn't vote until 1920. The military has relied on absentee ballots traditionally. West Virginia Secretary of State Mack Warner says he and his four kids with military experience have all struggled at some point using the mail to vote from overseas.
I want our military personnel focused on the mission when they leave the wire. I don't want them worrying about, oh, we have a primary election coming up. Oh, what's the deadline?
Warner, a Republican, insists the solution is electronic voting. Election security experts, however, are not convinced. Chris DeLuzio from University of Pittsburgh's Institute of Cyber Law, Policy, and Security voted by mail during his multiple deployments.
I still cannot imagine election officials responsibly embracing this type of online internet voting tool, given how known the vulnerabilities are.
But Warner's been on a mission, and this year people in West Virginia, as well as Delaware and New Jersey, can vote online if they're serving overseas or if they have a physical disability, through a Seattle-based vendor called Democracy Live.
Every soldier, you know, wherever they are, has got secure, fast, high-speed, reliable internet capability.
DeLuzio says as long as electronic voting can be hacked, we have to look at other fixes.
When I was in Iraq, we didn't pay postage. It took a long time for mail to make its way, but it still functioned. And it doesn't happen every day in remote installations. But I think we have the infrastructure in place for the vast majority of folks overseas to still make it work without having to resort to something that's not secure.
Overall, only 60% of eligible voters did turn out in 2016. To boost that number, former First Lady Michelle Obama just launched a bipartisan coalition of mayors called Civic Cities. With 31 on board so far, Mayor John Giles of Mesa, Arizona is one of three Republicans.
I think engaging local elected officials like mayors in this cause makes a lot of sense because we have a lot of credibility in our community. We're not seen as, you know, as partisan and coming in, you know, with some sort of a partisan agenda.
Many mayoral elections are nonpartisan. In Mesa, Giles hopes to better engage young voters, non-voters, and the city's growing Latino and Asian communities.
I think you just have to sometimes put your head down and do the right thing and let the chips fall where they may. And if some people are going to be offended because you're working, you know, with across the aisle in a bipartisan fashion to encourage people to vote, wow. I mean, I guess that's okay. You know, they're way too easily offended.
And former Vice President Joe Biden picked up delegates from Hawaii's Democratic primary this weekend. From Pacifica Network and Public News Service, I'm Lily Bolke. Thanks for listening at pacificanetwork.org and publicnewsservice.org.